Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiulim in the Agadat of Mesechta Shabbos. We've already seen the flows, Baruch Hashem, many, many shiulim. And we are on Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, and this year should be a special schus for Rav Ruvain and Alta and Nechama Shalamis, Chayachay Vegas, Mas Mechav Yisbasi, Rav Baruch, Rav Ben Sarah Tzipor, Rav Yitzchak ben Baruch, Rav Moshe ben Reizel, and just Amar Rav Yehuda, lo bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Olamov, ela kadei shiyiru milafanav. We just had two interesting Gemaras. Gemara said, what Gemara is not interesting? Gemara first said, if you have Torah, be an Arbi or Shemaim, it's like you were given the internal keys and not the external keys. How are you going to get in? And we spoke about how you need the Regesh, you need the Yir Shemaim. You know that the Torah should be called its Pu'ula, otherwise if you don't have the Yir Shemaim, so then Torah is not going to be useful for you. You have no feeling, no connection. And then we saw Rav Yana, you announced Chabal that somebody has he doesn't have a courtyard, but he makes a gate for the courtyard, meaning all this learning Torah, he's going to feel like it's a big burden, because he's building this gate, but there's no courtyard. He doesn't appreciate the value of his learning. You don't appreciate the value of your learning, it's going to be a big burden. What do I need this for? What do I need that for? It's all a big pain in the neck. So now we continue with the statement of Rav Yehuda. These are all an ode to Yir Shemayim. Of course, you need Torah, you need to learn, but without Yir Shemayim, the guy just doesn't go. So Rav Yehuda says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created his world that people should have fear before him. Shiyiru milafanav. Shenamar ve'elokim asa, shiyiru milafanav. God made it so that man should fear him. And according to Rav Yehuda, that's the whole purpose of the world. We should have Yir Shemayim. So explains Maran HaRav, Ot Kuf Ayin Aleph, HaMetziut HaYoter Nivcheret, the most chosen mitzvah is ruchnius. Hatzilim and alim vanitzgavim shem kayamim laad leolam vehem misod hachayim. These elevated pictures and sublime pictures that exist forever, and that is the foundation of life. Yiras Hashem tohero imedes laad. Yiras Hashem stands forever. So that's the Ruchnius Tikkun Metzius is the most chosen, most choice, most elevated Metzius, and that's the foundation of life, Ruchnius. V'nei shnei tzirurim kvuyim shem otzar ora v'chaim anu shoavim makor v'chaim Hashem yitbarach shemo. Hayira ve'ahava, there are two tzirurim, there are two pictures that are kavua, that are a treasure house of light and life that we draw from the source of life, Hashem, and that is fear and love. When we investigate the source in the nature of the soul and Metzius, we will find, in other words, if we investigate the source of this Yira and this Ahava in the nature of man's soul, in reality, we'll understand that since all of reality and its vitality is dependent on the existence of God, therefore, anything that is found in the Metzius already is found in the Metzius of Hashem. Nothing can exist without God. But the problem is, the shadow is, that when one feels that he's separate from God, he's an independent Metzius. וכוללת מאז בעמיתת מציאותו. וכן עירה היא באה לידי ערכת ציור החיסון למה ציור המעלה, ציור החיסון שברורים לעומת המעלה המוחלטת של שלמות השם יתברך. וזה הציור, שהוא ציור האמת הגמורה, לא יכול למצוא בלתי, מנבלים בעלי הגבלה בשיעור לערכם, Shel Seirut Tzir HaYirah B'Fu'al. We cannot fully love. Because in order to fully love, you need to know the value of the one that you love. And the only one who knows God's truth is God Himself. Ein amitato, the truth of Hashem, is barach, is yidua, is known, ki im only, lo levado, rakta only to Him Himself. And therefore, the true love is only in the truth of His metzias, which is beyond us. It's not so with yira. Yira comes through an appreciation of chisaron, in contrast to the picture of perfection. In other words, our chisaron, that's how you get yira. Your chisaron, what we lack, versus Hashem's shleimus. V'zeh atziyur, shehu. Tziyur ha'emet ha'gmura, lo yuchal limatze bilti im yu nivrim ba'aleh ha'gbala v'shul le'elkam. It's only there, if we are inferior, if we are limited, and then we can have proper yira. Ava is knowing Hashem's shleimus, knowing his value, knowing his yakus. And we lack that because we have really no idea. It's well beyond us. But yira is seeing our imperfection versus God's greatness. And this is rooted, this tziur of Yerushalayim, of appreciating God's greatness as much as we can appreciate it, in contrast to our inferiority, is something that is rooted in the depths of godly truth, and it's filled with strength and light forever for those who are clinging to it in Cain. Only that is the purpose of Briyas Olam as a limited Briya. In other words, since it's a limited Briya, since they're Chesronos, so therefore it must be for your Hashem. It can't be for Ahav, because Ahav is predicated on Hashem's greatness and on a full appreciation of Hashem's greatness, and that we don't have. That's beyond us. So you can't say that's the purpose. You can't say the purpose of the world is loving God, because we can't. Our capacity to love God is too limited, because we lack appreciation of Hashem's greatness, of Hashem's perfection, of Hashem's truth. But when it comes to Yira, Yira is predicated also on our Chisaron. Ah, that we get. That we can see. Achisaron umat tziura ma'ala. So that's our world. Our world is a world of chisaron. Our world is a world where we lack. And therefore, in this world of ours, we can have proper yira. Because we see, oh, we're so inferior. We know in our mind that God is perfect. So that gives us a sense of yira. Whereas ava, to really appreciate and love God for who he is, so that we can't do. So, obviously, we have a mitzvah to love God, but it's limited, much more so than yira, which is predicated in a great part on our appreciation of our inferiority and what we lack. And therefore, the Yisod of Ava is in the truth of God, of reality, and flows on the Nevraim from the truth of Hashem's reality with complete shleimus, which is higher than the purpose of the creation of the world. So this is amazing that not for Achisaron, there wouldn't be we wouldn't have this Shlemus Hatsiur of Europe. So there's a tremendous amount of value in this era. Marav Tufcha, how much goodness is there, Asher Tzafanta, that you have hidden, you have put away for those who fear you? There's so much good that's going to come out of it. So that has to be the purpose of this world. When we have Ava, so that's higher than this world, because that comes from Hashem's Amitas HaMetzias. So whatever whatever love we have is coming from something above this world. Because Hashem's Metzius is above this world. The Yira that we have relates to this world. Why? Because it's predicated on our imperfection versus Hashem's perfection. That could be the purpose of creation. And that's why the Gemara says that that's why Hashem created the world, for Yira. And the source of goodness and happiness is truth. So this is the truth. And therefore there's a lot of goodness that's going to come out of this Yira. And that's why it says, Marav Tufcha, how great is the goodness, Hashem Tzafanta, that you've hidden away for those who fear you. Rav Simona v'yad v'mshicha Gemara v'omeret, Rav Simon v'Rav Elazar v'yad 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 was sitting, Chalev v'azil Rav Yaakov v'racha, v'racha v'racha passed by, Amar leichat l'chavre, one of them said to his friend, Neku mekame digvar adach l'chatoim, let's stand up in front of him, he's a Yirai Chet. Amar leichat, the other one said to him, no, Neku mekame digvar v'aorin, no, let's stand in front of him, he's a Ben Torah. Amar l'amina, I told you he fears sin, and you're telling me he's a Ben Torah. Fearing sin is much greater. And then where it says, Rav Elazar, who says that he fears sin, in other words, there were two people, and we don't know who said what. So the Gemara brings a proof that it was Rav Elazar who said that he fears sin, because Rav Yochanan says the name Rav Elazar, that HaKadosh Baruch only has in his world, Yir Shemayim. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shomei Machkim L'Yira, V'yamal Adam Hen Yiras Hashem Yichachma. And the Hen, in Greek, is one. It's the only thing that's Nechshav, the only thing that's valued is Yir Shemayim. Hen, Yiras Hashem Yichachma. The Hen, the only thing that's of value is Yiras Hashem. That's number one. So that must be then. Rabbi Elazar was the Dachal Chatayim person. Because again, we don't know who said what. It's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Simon, who said it. So now we know it's Rabbi Elazar who said that he was a Dachal Chatayim. He's a Yerei Chet. Okay, so let's just first do the first part of the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Simon, Elazar was sitting, and Rabbi Yaakov Baracha passed, and one of them said to his friend, let's stand before him because he fears sin. In the end, we prove that as Rav Elazar. Etzem akimah b'fnei talmid chacham anshei ma'ala, he me'adenet et ha'nefesh la'hargila sh'atzir ha'shalem yavir ota lidei p'ulah v'dorot. Sh'aydei zeh kol tzir ha'shalem prati, sh'kol ma'aseh tov u'musa nechmad, yifol ola latzit mi'atzav ha'mnuchah la'p'ulah v'dorot. Givaldik. When you stand up in front of a talmid chacham, or a people of elevated status, it purifies the soul to accustom it that the correct picture in one's mind should bring one to action. In other words, you see a chash of a person, you stand up. So this hisoiris that you see causes you to do something positive, to stand up and give him cover. So that's a good lesson for life. That's why you have to get up. Because the hashba has to be nicker. It has to be yotzei lapol. Ah, I see you're a chash of a person, it's going to get me to do something, it's going to be to stand up and give you cover. When it comes to kinyan ha-milas, a person could be kinyan, some milas, some midah pratis, nevertheless, it doesn't fit his other behaviors. So there's some people, you could be koina maila, but it doesn't fit with your other hanagas. Or sometimes a person's going to be a yarei chayt, but his humanity is missing. Maybe he's weak. Maybe he lacks. Recognition. In other words, he doesn't really appreciate the good so much. He just knows not to do bad. That's what it means, dachal chatoin. Dachal chatoin means he fears sin. He knows not to do the wrong thing. It doesn't make him a mensch. It doesn't make him somebody who's strong and knows the right thing. Maybe he's afraid. He's scared. He's meek. That's why he doesn't sin. He's no guts. So that's why the Gemara says, no. Chol vaz riyachu ba'arka. And he said, he's a geber de dachal chatoin. He's a gever, Meleshon Gibor. In other words, it's not just that he fears sin, but with all of his gura, Asher Yasa Osadam V'chayim, you should live by that. In other words, Torah should be fulfilled by Talit Shav Shlemus Achayim. You shouldn't be a person. Shouldn't be meek. You should be strong. אז זה נאמר גבר, איש באנשים. He's a gever, he's strong, he's a man. עם מלוא כוח התו והקפה שלמה. With the fulfillment of all of his kochos, with a complete circumference. Complete. In totality. In other words, he isn't just fearing sin, but he's a gever. He's doing, he's active. He's impactful. And that's what's mashlim the person. That's what perfects him, completes him, to be one who fears heaven, who fears sin. וכאשר כוח הפועל הוא עצמו, הוא כוח החיים, על כן, חשק על הטוב הוא כבר נמצא בנפש נדיבה וטיבה. So he has, since he's a gever, he wants to do good, he's filled with life, he wants to be active. אבל נראה, דחת צריכה להתעסק בדרכי תורה שלא יהיה לה כוח חפץ הפעולה, גם כן הדברים הרעים, כפי נטות הנפש יותר מסובכות, וזה צריך האדם להיות תאכיל חטאים. But you have to be careful. And sometimes you want to be active, you want to do, you want to have your vitality, but sometimes we can lead one to sin. So therefore you have to make sure to temper that with fear of sin. That's what it means to Surah of Asay Tov. He's got both. Manan is the Gever, which is the Asay Tov. He's active, he's involved, he has vitality, and on the other hand, he's Dachatani for his sin. That's the perfect shlemus. And therefore they stood before him. Because that should bring one to action. So that's super duper. And of course, we have to finish explaining this tomorrow and weiter. Loads and loads and loads for us to talk about. Very, very exciting, Rabbi Sein. So please stay tuned. And we will see many, 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 many more nefilos with Teres Hashembly Neder. And it's exciting. Very, very exciting. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.